You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. A married woman having a fiery 7-year affair with her husband's best friend, a politician caught cheating on his wife with prostitutes, a lesbian dealing with her dad's complicated sexuality. Welcome to the fall season in New York theater, where sex and secrets are the big stars. Here with an overview are David Cody, theater editor for Time Out New York, and Jennifer Venasco, who's an editor in WNYC's newsroom and also a theater critic. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hi.
So, David, let's start with the 7-year affair. Betrayal, a Harold Pinter play, is full of stars. 007 actor Daniel Craig plays the husband. Rachel Weisz plays the wife. And it's directed by Mike Nichols. It's literally the hottest ticket in town. It sounds like it could be really great, is it?
Not really. I don't deny that that Daniel Craig's a terrific stage actor. I mean, he's terrific. He's got a long history of, you know, legit acting in England and on, you know, various movies and TV. But here, I feel like Mike Nichols kind of just misdirected the cast. I mean, Rafe Spall plays Jerry, who's Daniel Craig's character's best friend, who cheats Craig with his wife, Rachel Weisz. He's just too young for the role. I feel like Mike Nichols directed them all to sort of ignore that whole cliche about Pinter acting of restraint and really investing those pauses with menace and subtext and just play it all out. Play the anger, play the lust, play the drunkenness. And it just leads to a very shapeless production where all the tension and the menace that you normally associate with Pinter is just sort of absent. Like, they're acting like Americans up there, to be very sort of simplistic. But so, you know, the play is still there. It runs in reverse chronological order from the end of the affair to the very beginning 7 years later. And so I feel like the play is still very engrossing because you're watching the affair sort of unfold.
You know what's going to happen at the end, so you're kind of sitting there watching, like, how do you get there?
Exactly. So that final scene where Jerry at a party kind of expresses his love for Emma, the married woman, it's both kind of spontaneous. He's a bit drunk, but it's also kind of like, you know how this is going to end, and it's not going to end well. Like, I think probably most extramarital affairs don't end very well.
Let's turn now to another play called Fun Home, which is about a woman dealing with her father's complicated sexuality. It's adapted from Alison Bechdel's famous graphic memoir. Jennifer, what's your verdict on that?
The odd thing about Fun Home, which is a new musical, is that it's actually fun. It's really buoyant and this beautiful coming out story. And why that's strange is that it's a very, very different tone from the memoir. The memoir is very very deeply sad. It's mournful. It's nostalgic. It's very journalistic. But I loved the book. It really delves into one lesbian's struggle trying to come to terms with the memories of her conservative, tyrannical father who was secretly having affairs with men. In the book, the title is ironic. It's called Fun Home because the father owns a side funeral home business. It's short for funeral home. But in the musical, it actually is fun. And the musical is a joy, especially Sydney Lucas, who plays the young Allison. Oh, she makes being a tomboy look like the most fun thing to be in the world.
I totally agree with you that the music is incredibly buoyant and beautiful. And by Broadway and off-Broadway musical standards, the music is excellent. It's a chamber ensemble, and it's not just regurgitated pop, which we hear in a lot of musicals. But I would disagree, though, that it's purely fun. It is a dark musical. I mean, you're dealing with repressed homosexuality. You're dealing with a household that's deeply corrupted by the father's lies, and I don't want to spoil anything, but the father does not come to a good end in this story.
Perhaps because I was a big fan of the book, for me the musical felt like, oh, this is a completely, on its own terms, the musical is a really fun, beautiful thing to see. But I didn't feel like it quite had the depth of the book.
Well, I mean, they're not trying to send people out into the night, you know, being depressed. That's for sure.
You know,
Another spicy play now in pre. Views is Domesticated, which is about a married politician who gets caught with a prostitute. It sounds suspiciously similar to a drama that played out in former Governor Eliot Spitzer's life. David, is this play based on his story?
I would say that Bruce Norris, the playwright who also had a big hit with Clyburn Park a couple seasons ago, he definitely has a nose for topics which will push, you know, people's buttons. I think he's dealing with privilege, with a certain kind of white male straight privilege, perhaps. So perhaps he's delving into that. But he's not the type of writer to sort of, I think, be inspired just by headline news. I think he goes more for the meat of sort of burning social issues.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like sex and secrets are really a big theme this season. Why is that? Is it as simple as sex sells?
I think it's that sexuality is very complicated and that theater wrestles with very difficult issues. We all struggle to figure out our own sexuality, and the sex lives of others is pretty opaque to us, the real life sex lives. And so I think that when we have a chance to see what other people, you know, theater lets you kind of walk into the lives of other people. I think sex is fascinating.
Absolutely. I think when you see someone on stage, and of course people don't actually engage in it on stage, but when you see it acted out or symbolically or more realistically, it does something to you that film and TV doesn't, because you're seeing actual people in front of you doing things that are titillating or provocative or disturbing.
Thank you so much, David. Jennifer?
Thank you.
Thank you.
David Cody is theater editor for Time Out New York, and Jennifer Venasco is an editor here at WNYC's newsroom and also a theater critic. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.